Chicago mayor. All right. So I try my hardest. I can't even lie to you. Everything in me says, don't do Chicago today. Let Chicago breathe. Let them boys have a time. Let them have a moment. Don't hold Chicago accountable today. We don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. We don't want to hold Chicago accountable. Anton, look for all news stories and mine out all of the different things that's going on in your email and just avoid Chicago. Filter out Chicago. And it never fails. Mayor Mohawk, on a regular basis, not even weekly, it's a daily occurrence. I'm telling y'all, listen, I've heard your calls and your cries. You said, leave Chicago alone. Let us please have our desolate, destructive place and let us drown in our sorrows over here in Chicago. And I said, okay, all right, I'm not going to talk about it. And then no sooner than that, I get two things. I get a distress signal. Batman sends me a new article about somebody that died innocently. And then I get Brandon Johnson's reaction to it as far as if he's going to actually do anything to help the people in Chicago. Well, I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, new news over in Chicago and new reactions from Brandon Johnson's thought process as to how it is that he's going to solve crime over there in the city. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. I'll let you to be the judge this time.
A family grieving the loss of a 19-year-old woman shot and killed while driving her car late last night.
CBS 2's Sabrina Franza talked with her family and has the latest on the investigation.
Her family told us about a woman so kind she would give others the shirt off of her own back. They want justice for a victim so young, they say she didn't even have a chance to fully live her life yet.
She was caring. She did not deserve this at all. Sister, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And I love you. We love you so much, baby. And I'm sorry I wasn't.
Caring, selfless, funny. Clutching a photo of 19-year-old Kyra Magby, her family mourns her.
She was loved. She was very much loved.
Her mother broke down. The grief just too much.
They took my baby away from me. Over something real senseless. It was senseless. It was just too much.
Magby played varsity basketball at Englewood STEM before she graduated in 2023. Last night, police tell us Magby was driving this Chevy Malibu when she was shot in the back just after 11 p.m. on Halsted near West Garfield Boulevard. They believe a silver SUV approached and someone inside opened fire. You can see what appeared to be bullet holes in the windshield of the car. She lost control of the vehicle, crashing into another car. Was not alone when she was shot. Another 19-year-old was cut on her face and was taken to the hospital in serious but stable condition. She was in the passenger seat. Detectives took the surveillance video from the liquor store next to where the crash happened. Debris lined the street hours later from both cars. Kyra's family is hoping extensive video evidence will help police make an arrest.
We're just trying to let the detectives do their job and just bring justice to my sister because she deserved it.
Detectives say the person responsible fled in that SUV. The other two people who were in that crash in the other car, driver and passenger, both sustained minor injuries but are otherwise okay. There are no arrests at this time.
So nobody ever get arrested in these robberies and these hits and these gun violence articles that we go over on a regular basis. And it's really every day. I mean, it's every single day. And you know, the police chief and Brandon Johnson will come to us and they will say, well, you know, guys, it's not as bad as it was last year. And we're going to juke the stats a little bit. Crime is up, but hard crime is down slightly. Right. And so we see these guys out here and they have these quote unquote large gatherings. Y'all don't remember when Mayor Johnson said that they have large gatherings? Let me see if I can find it for you. Let me see if I can find it for you. I don't know if I can find it. Brandon Johnson, large gatherings. This was 10 months ago, and Brandon Johnson was debating, literally debating with reporters when they said, listen, man, you need to get these people in line. You need to stop catering to what's going on in the streets as far as trying to be politically correct and just call a spade a spade. I remember, listen, He got on the same suit. Same suit, different tie, similar shirt. Same suit, different tie, similar shirt. Right? And this is what he called it.
Also at 4:30, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson opening up on everything from the migrant crisis to teen takeovers.
Since he took office in May, he hasn't fielded questions from reporters very often. Among those asking them today, CBS2 political investigator Dana Kozloff. And Dana, Mayor Johnson spent about an hour talking with the press.
Yeah, Jim and Marie, and the most recent incident of teenagers and young adults converging and overwhelming in one area of the city was a big topic of conversation. It just happened this past weekend. And in that instance, they caused a lot of damage. The mayor responded this way, though, when someone characterized it as mob action.
That's not appropriate. We're not talking about mob actions. I didn't say that. Hold on a second, okay? Respectfully.
You know what I'm about to do, right?
These large gatherings. Just hold on a second, y'all.
Hey. We're not talking about mob action. This is. Give me a moment. I know what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to get me to identify the suspects as having mob ties like the Drake song. What I'm telling you, you gonna let me finish? I gave you the opportunity to ask the question. What we're not going to do is identify these young people going outside, stepping on people's cars, shooting, killing, terrorizing businesses as anything other than large gatherings. Now, we're going to extrapolate all of the data. We're going to contact the archdiocese. We have a migrant crisis that's frankly, not our fault. It is the devil down there in Texas and Greg Abbott. He continues to send migrants up here and he's not going according to our schedule. And we're going to stay vigilant. We're going to be fervent in prayers. We've been contacting faith leaders all across Chicago in order to ensure that these large gatherings are prayed for, and we're going to anoint it with oil in Jesus' name. Amen.
Promise you, we have time to talk.
We got it.
It's important that we speak of these dynamics in an appropriate way.
Absolutely.
This is not to obfuscate what is actually taking place.
You know he gonna throw a big word in there. This is not to obfuscate. Jesus Christ.
This was the scene near Roosevelt and Canal Sunday night. Groups
this
looted
is just
a
large
convenience
gathering.
Store.
Anyways, I just wanted to remind y'all of what he said 10 months ago, okay? So now, as far as this violent summer and kids are getting out of school and everything is going south over there in Chicago, you know, we just had a 19-year-old young girl that graduated and she just got the oop shebang put to her head and they have no suspects. They never have any suspects. Mama crying, sister lying, you know what I'm saying? And it's bad out there in Chicago. And so we know, based off of a report, that there's a more than 2,000 person officer shortage. 2,000, not 200, not 20, not 250, 2,000 officers are short. Don't nobody want to work in there in Chicago? Detectives is overwhelmed. Police officers overwhelmed. The officers is making $100,000, $150,000 in overtime. One of the officers was making almost $250,000 in overtime. But Brandon Johnson decided that he wanted to address this directly because the aldermen and the police officers are called. They said, Brandon, you got to do something with this baby. Baby boy, Mayor Mohawk, listen, put the makeup down and come back to the front of the congregation. We need you to do something for us, big dog. Thank you, Psychedelic Sense. I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly. We got to do something. We got to get a curfew. 8 p.m. Once the lights go down, it get ugly out here. And if we see anybody that's under the age of 18 without an accompanied adult, then we need to be able to send them home, because we got to do something out here in these streets. Help us. Help us be able to save the streets of Chicago. Help us prevent another death out here in these streets. And so Mayor Brandon Johnson responded. Take a look.
Yeah. A lot of updates today from Chicago City Council.
And one of the topics being discussed is that proposed 8 p.m. curfew for teens in the city. Political reporter Paris Schutz is live from City Hall with the latest for us. Paris.
Yeah, Sylvia and Terrence, second ward alderman Brian Hopkins says it was police in his district that came to him asking for an earlier curfew for unaccompanied minors. So
the police, not some political leader, not just the people, the police, the ones that are on the street at the forefront of this war over in Chicago that's been happening for more than two decades. The police is out here. They say, please, Johnson, Mohawk. Put a curfew in place. Give us some tools in order to be able to save these people's lives. And this is what Johnson's perspective was.
Under this proposed ordinance, kids would have to be off the street in Streeterville and downtown after 8 p.m. or accompanied by an adult.
Had they had the ability to break this crowd up, they knew they were underage, they could have potentially prevented that attack that caused great bodily harm to that young couple. The groups are gathering earlier. They're gathering on the beach. You know, the beach closes at 11 p.m. The curfew kicks in at 10 p.m. So an ordinance like this can help remove the young people a little bit earlier and get them safely home.
So Hopkins there is referencing that attack that happened to that young couple last week in Streeterville. He's saying if this ordinance was in place, perhaps cops could have come and broken these crowds up. The current curfew is 10 p.m. It's unclear how it's really enforced. Hopkins says police wouldn't arrest the unaccompanied minor, simply remove them, take them to the nearest police station, and then contact an adult to take them home. Now, you may remember former Mayor Lightfoot instituted a 6 p.m. curfew at Millennium Park on weekends. Current Mayor Brandon Johnson has yet to rescind this curfew, but he says he has a lot of questions about this Hopkins ordinance.
If a young person has to be accompanied by an adult, what is the definition of an adult?
I feel like I'm on a Monday night panel. I honestly believe that we're on a month. This feels like a Monday night panel where they will say they start to move the goalposts, and then they say, "Well, what is the definition of a woman exactly?" Man, what are you talking about, bro? Seriously. Jesus Christ. This is y'all leaders. These are your leaders over there in Chicago, dog. Listen, don't sit here and tell me that Anton should not be holding accountable to people that's on these platforms continuing to promote this violence by not saving you from yourself and doing the thing that they elected to do. This man just sit here in front of our face and said, "Well, wait a minute, guys. What is the exact definition of an adult now?" What?
Is it an 18-year-old? Is it a 19-year-old? Is it a 21-year-old? These are just reasonable questions. And, you know, if a child is downtown at 8:01 with an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old friend, does that count as the accompaniment?
I've seen plenty of other news reports. I tried to source through them in order to get the best one for you guys, to not paint a narrative that's negative. And every other news report, they basically saying that he flat out rejected the proposal from the police, from the people on the ground, and said, "Listen, we are not instituting a curfew. We're going to let these young people go out here and throw these bullets out in these streets. We're going to let them be in all of the tourist areas, and we're going to see what happens. We're just going to let the chips lie where they may." So, one of the worst mayors, candidates for mayor. I'm going to do an award ceremony at the end of the year where I basically break down who's the winner of the worst mayor, worst governor, bag fumbler of the year, the whole nine yards.